نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in his book, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Which is the meaning is, by the token of the time, indeed all mankind in a state of loss, save those who believe and do righteous deeds, and they adjure one another towards righteousness, and they have sabr and endurance. In this short surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown us the means and the ways to success. Every human being, regardless if you're Muslim or non-Muslim, he would like to be a winner. No one would like to be a loser. No human being would like to be a loser. A person who have a sense, always looking for success. But success is not what I think or what you think. Not what the people telling you, individually or organization, government or institution or individual. Success is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you. He knows what is success. Because He created you, creates the success. He creates mankind, He creates the dunya. He creates the akhirah. He's the creator of all things. So He knows about His product. And He knows what is success for His creation and what is loss. So if you want to be really successful in this life, as well as in the hereafter, listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah telling us that all mankind, doesn't matter if the Arab, American, black, white, male, female, he said innal insana, verily, sure, with no doubt, all mankind are losers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made exception. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And this is four characteristics, my brothers. This is four characteristics, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. It's not four so for you to choose one of them, but it's four for you to try to accomplish all of them. Number one, Iman, because this is your foundation. Good deed without Iman, believing in Allah, believing in the Day of Judgment, is not going to help you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the most important thing, and this is the Iman. And after Iman, this Iman has to have a fruit and a result. The result of having Iman is Amal Salih, good deed. And the good deed which is sincerely for the pleasure of Allah and according the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you do good deed, or what you call it a good deed, but it's not for the pleasure of Allah, it's not a good deed. If you do a good deed, or what you assume to be a good deed, and for the pleasure of Allah, but it's not according the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's not a good deed. So we need Iman, and we need Amal Salih. Good deed towards your own self, towards your family, towards your community, towards society, towards animals. Muslim is commanded to be good in all time, at all places, at all occasions. And this good deed have to be only you doing it because Allah. Not for somebody to praise you. Not for showing off. People could not give you anything. People going to die like you, you're going to die. You're going to be buried in the dirt like you're going to be buried in the dirt. Don't wait for people to say to you thank you or jazakallah khairan. Do it for Allah. And if it's not for Allah, so what you doing it for? Nobody can extend your life for a second when this comes to you. So what you need from people? Neither people can give you something which is not for you. Because لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منع. No one withhold whatever Allah gives. And whatever Allah gives, no one can withhold. So put your trust in Allah. Let Allah be your main focus, and whatever that you don't need, do it for Allah, and this end. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. الحمد لله, most of us, and maybe even all of us, have Iman, and we're trying every day to do a good deed. And this is one of the ways that you're doing good deed. You are here in Jum'ah. You left your office, you left your school, you left everything, and you came to make Salat al-Jum'ah. Because you are a believer and you know it's haram to earn money in this moment, and it is obligation. So this is the reason you are here. So most of us, or all of us, try to struggle with this Iman and Amal Salih. But when it comes about the third quality, which Allah is saying, and He didn't say or, He said and watawasaw bilhaq. Watawasaw bilhaq. We are a ummah of da'wah. We are a ummah of invitation to give invitation. We are a ummah of giving the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ummah of amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. And a lot of Muslims, they did not pay attention to this. And this is obligation and one of the means to be successful in this life and the hereafter. You give da'wah, you join the good, you forbid the bad according your means. We are not asking you to do something beyond whatever Allah gives you, but we are letting you know that this obligation upon you as a Muslim, especially living in a place like America. Brothers, you have to know one thing. All this institution outside of the mosque, it's been established to give the people what they want, what they desire, whatever it is. If it's money, if it's women, if it's medicine, if it's drugs, if it's whatever they want or whatever they desire, this institution Which some of them are legal and some are not legal, but they are there to give the people, because they are there only for the love of the money, the love of this dunya. But there is one thing no institution outside of this building can give it to you, give it to the people of America, and this is the deen, this is the Islam. We are the only people can give it, but the problem that most of us is not giving it. We hold in the medicine as the cure of the nations and the individuals and the families, and this is the Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, he didn't give the people anything other than Islam. This is the main priority he gave it to them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know about healing, you know about this, you know about that, but everybody was doing this. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well all the prophets came before, came for something unique, something special, called da'wah ila Allah, to invite, to call all the people for Allah. And our da'wah is for Allah, not for a flag, for an institution, not for organization, not for a car, not for the nation. Our call is a unique call. Everybody calling for something else. And when the Muslim call, he calls the people to Allah and for Allah. That's it. A Muslim has nothing to do with this dunya. He uses the dunya to get closer to Allah and to reach the akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us. He's commanding us, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةِ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Let it be a group among you. For do what? Be doctors, to be engineers, electricians, mechanics, everybody doing this outside. But you have to specialize in something. This is the job. When Allah selected the messenger, he didn't pick up anybody and made him a messenger. When you compare the number of the prophets and the messenger to the mass of the people, you could not even say it, one for a million or one for a billion. Why? Because he's a unique man, have to be selected for the job. What is the job of the prophet or the prophets or the messenger or the messengers? Is da'wah. Is da'wah. This is a unique work. This is a special job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected certain men, like Musa alayhi salam, like Isa alayhi salam, like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ends this revelation. And he says, this is the last and the final cure for all the illness. So you are the people who came after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is your job, it is your obligation that you take it to the people. That you have to have the honor. You have to have the honor that you give in da'wah, or that you try to train yourself to give da'wah and learn how to da'wah. Brothers, we hear people say, I went to such and such place, to Paris, to France, to Morocco, to Palestine. I say, I woke in the land which so and so was walking there. Or I went to the town, the basketball player so and so that born there. But we train you, you can walk in the shoes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can follow the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can get this honor. Take it and give it to others in the form of a flyer, if you don't know how to talk, in a form of a tape or a cassette, in a form of a CD, booklet, a word. This is all what we asking you. We are not asking you that abandon your family, forget about your shop, but do some effort towards this. And the great scars, a great number of them, especially those who said about living in America and Europe and these places is forbidden for the Muslims, says there is exception. Those people who go to give da'wah. This is one of the exceptions that some of the scholars, they said the Muslim can go there. Why? Because they got this unique thing that nobody else can give it. Who's going to give the da'wah? Christian going to give da'wah? He's going to give da'wah to him. And brothers and sisters, when we give in da'wah, we need it ourselves for the success. to be out of those people states that say khusr. We need to get out of this state of khisara. We don't want to be a loser. So you join it so you can save yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who can be better in a speech than a person who invites others to Allah? No way, no media, no TV, no radio, no anybody can be talking about anything. Not even the man who has a PhD in math and science. He can be talking and making big money, big bucks, all these things. You are the best when you start to talk to the people about Allah. There is no thing and other can be given to mankind than da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell the people about Allah. Tell the people about the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tell the people about Islam. This what is missing out of their life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who can be better in his speech than the one who invites others to Allah? Brothers, inshallah, tomorrow this our opportunity, and this is a start point for me and you, that we try to stand for what we believe in. We asking you that you observe, you learn, you participate to give the da'wah, to assist towards this goal. Alhamdulillah, we have different ways and means before about taking the da'wah to the public park, going to the public library, going to radio, but this time we asking the people to come here. We put it in the newspaper. We put 4x8 big sign outside calling everybody, distributing flyers in the neighborhood. Yes, we've been here since 81, but we did not do it in our own or in a big scale like this time. And we would like to help, and we like to be part. Not for you to elevate the name of Islamic Center of Colombia, to elevate the name of Allah, to do something to make the da'wah reach to the people, to make the program successful. We want to be part of it. Wherever it is, there is a da'wah, you should try. And the da'wah can be also in your house, it can be in your neighbor, it can be in your own mosque. Like in what I'm doing now, this is a da'wah. This is a form of da'wah. Therefore, we ask in those among you who have the knowledge, Allah bless them with the understanding of the deen, they can come and teach. If you know how to say the Fatiha right, come and teach it to somebody. If you know how to learn the Arabic alphabet to teach it somebody, all this is form of da'wah. And all this contribute towards establishing the deen of Allah in ourselves, in our life, in other people's life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the khayriya of this ummah, and made this ummah to be the best nation. For what reason? Not because they are Arab, not because they have oil, not because any other worldly reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Why? تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. So when Allah talking about this nation to be the best nation, and why Allah going to make them be witness against mankind in the Day of Judgment? Because they carry the da'wah, they carry the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and deliver it to others. Brothers, believe it or not, nobody else is going to do it if we are not going to do it. We are responsible to take this da'wah according our means. You have 5 minutes, do 5 minutes. You have a dollar, you give a dollar. You can talk. You don't know how to talk, you can give a flyer. Everybody have means and ways. Does not have to be tomorrow, or if we do it tomorrow, we be relieved. But is a job that it have to go with you wherever. Every day you have to be da'wah by your action, by your behavior, and by your word. And some people, they always talking about we giving da'wah by our example. You have to understand, among the Christian community are people who are very truthful, very honest. So don't think you're the only one, or and they're very clean. They did not throw the cups on the floor after they drink or the paper plates on the ground after the heat. So some of them, they do something better than us in akhlaq. So this silent da'wah doesn't go too far. And some people in your job been with you for the last 15 years, they know that your name is Muhammad and Abdullah, and this is the extent of knowing, and they knowing that you come 6:30 instead of 7 o'clock, and that you leave by 5 o'clock, and you nice and clean and decent person. But you never tell them about La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We give da'wah for ourselves and because the love of mankind. We concern about mankind. When you see a cat or a dog get hit by a car, you jump, you run, you try to save it. What about if you see a human being walking towards the hellfire? It is our job. We have to love, we have to care for all mankind. We want to save them, we don't want them to go to hellfire. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that any Yahudi or Nasrani, a Jew or a Christian, hear about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he doesn't believe in him and he die, he will go to hellfire. We have a great love for all mankind, and this love, it comes in action of giving them da'wah. And when you give da'wah, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Invite them all to the way of your Lord with hikmah, with wisdom and good admonishment. So inshallah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, today is a reminder about what we need to do as a Muslim and how we can be successful. Iman, amal salih, da'wah and sabr, believe, righteous deed, invitation, invite others, call on others to Allah, and be having sabr inshallah with the da'wah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى السين وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. Help one another towards righteousness and good deed, and don't help one another towards ism, sin, transgression. When there is sin, transgression, we don't help. In family level, society level, any level, individually or collectively, we don't help. Doesn't matter. For whatever propaganda or a reason they say we're doing this, a Muslim doesn't help a Muslim or non-Muslim towards sin and transgression. Allah say don't. But when we help for it's something good, righteousness, good deed, helping the others, we do it. And you have to understand there is certain work. There is certain work and duties doesn't done by one person or individual person or a small group of people. So with tomorrow, Allah knows best. They may come 50 people, they may come 1,000 people. We try to the best of our ability. We put an ad in the newspaper, we put a news release, and we put a big sign, and we're spending and we're trying to do the best that we can. But we don't know how many coming. This is not our job. Our job is to prepare, our job to be ready, our job to speak. Now what Allah sent, this up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how you can help? How you can help? Please pay attention, because if you want to help, I give you idea how you can help. Number one, top of my list, priority, do not bring your children. And I know that some people will be surprised, and they think that I mean, please bring your children. I say, do not bring your children tomorrow, okay, for a simple reason. And excuse me to say it, most of our children, they don't know how to behave. They don't have the proper discipline, especially in the presence of the events going on. Therefore, you will help me and others by not be fussing on the children, running behind the children, try to stop the children of whatever they're doing. So please, make it easy on us tomorrow by keeping the children. If the only way for you to help us is bringing 5-6 kids with you, please stay home, because this will be a great help for me and for the program. And I mean it, I don't have to give examples, okay? Alhamdulillah, 25 years been in the community, going through all these activities that we do. We're talking from reality, okay? So please don't bring your children. And if you come to help, but there is no way that you have a babysitter, be the babysitter for your children. I'm saying this especially for the sister. And don't come, because this will be a great help. Number two in my list for how to help, after you eat lunch today, keep the ground clean. You have trash cans outside. Please put the fork, put the plates, put the napkins, put the cups, and also tell your children to do the same thing. We need the ground to be clean. At least when the people come, they can see something clean, because it's going to look bad on us. And sisters, after they finish, or even brothers eating and talking, you can fold the chair and put it to the side. And kids, after you play with the bicycles and the stroller and all the things, take it away to the side. So keep the ground clean. This is the main two things. If you do it, this will be a great help for tomorrow, inshallah. But for those who have the time, you can come to welcome the visitors. To welcome them, give them a smile. Welcome them, show them where to go. Where is the meeting going to be? People need somebody they feel they are home. That they are not in a tourist place. That they are not among some people that they're going to attack them. That somebody giving them a smile, welcoming them. My name is Abdullah, and I'm here from member of this mosque, and we're glad for you to be here. Few words, give them, make them feel ease, feel home. Glad for you to visit us. Thank you for taking the time to be here. We're glad that you're concerned to learn about our belief. Few words, take them upstairs or show them. You can be here to assist for whatever comes. Security as example, showing the people where to put their cars. And we're asking all the Muslims, if you're coming tomorrow, please don't park in any place where it's asphalt. Leave all this asphalt area for our guests and visitors. Use that place all the way in the back, the grass area, the new property that we bought in Lady Street. We appreciate this. Leave. We given da'wah, we given dinner, we given a speech, priority for non-Muslims. So the Muslims who come in tomorrow is not coming, you understand, so they can have fun, so they can have part of the dinner. We have a priority for the public tomorrow. So if your business here is not to help, please stay home. With all respect to everybody. Some people came because it's going to be a social activity. It's going to see so and so here. It's going to be a homemade cooking. Please don't do this tomorrow. We want something to be presentable. Something can give us encouragement to do it again and again. We need some people to serve the food. And if you come in, make sure you don't eat before the guest. And I'm sorry to talk about something basics, but unfortunately that some of our brothers and sisters, they did not pay attention to this. We have guests tomorrow. Don't eat before them, don't eat even with them, okay? Let them eat first, and let them drink first, and let them have enough, and after they are about to leave, now we can go take your plate. Let them eat and you can be doing the talk. So don't stand in the line when they get in the line, but be behind the table to serve them. Go get them a napkin, get them a fork, tell them anything, can I bring you a second? Don't go in the line with the Yes, to eat. This is not what, this is not the way. Tomorrow, I'm making it very clear that is for the public, is not for us. Let's have something for ourselves at that time. And mashallah, almost every week, we have something going on about marriage, aqiqah, somebody cooking dinner, there is always something for us. But tomorrow, let's have something for the non-Muslim. At least something that we can encourage us that we can go for 4 times a year, inshallah, to make events like this. Actually, I have a long list to tell you what to do, but this the khutbah is not for this. And I respect your time, I don't want to delay you. But, inshallah, today at 7 o'clock, we have a meeting here to divide the responsibility and see who the people going to be carrying this, inshallah. So if you want to help, please show up at 7 o'clock. If you could not, be here tomorrow at 4:30 or 5 o'clock, the latest, and inshallah we'll assign you a duty. But please remember, keep the children at home tomorrow. Only if you're a child old enough and you think it's coming to help, and if the imam or anybody else other than the imam says to him, stop, mean he will stop. Because some of these children, even the imam, when he tell him stop, he has to say twice. So you know, if somebody else tell him stop, he's not even going to care. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying what the meaning is, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرُ النَّعَمِ. If Allah guides through you one person, this much better for you than the red camels. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying what the meaning is, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Deliver my teaching even in the shape of one verse. You may don't know too much, but the little bit you can teach it to somebody or invite somebody to it. I really appreciate your help and your assistance and your cooperation. And also, events like this takes money, but we are not going to talk about money. Because alhamdulillah, most of you have been good in giving their donation, the monthly donation. So if you feel that you would like to drop something in the charity box as something to help with this event, put in an ad in the newspaper, cost about $350, making the sign cost about $200, the flyer, the food itself about $600-$700. So this is expensive, but we are not making any obligation in you. If you feel to help, alhamdulillah. If not, may Allah reward you because you're already helping. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and may Allah bless you and bless your family. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Allahu Akbar.